Contour Ridge looks ancient in the rain. Winter snow can't paint her young again. I'm a lucky man, call this home.
Welcome to another podcast from the Montour County Historical Society. I'm your host, Terry Diener. History Speaks is a weekly production in which we share stories from our past. And just a reminder that on Wednesday evening, June the 6th, Dave and Ed Thomas of Danville will be discussing the telegraph and its role in the Civil War. Doors open to the Boyd House Museum at 6:30. The program begins at 7 p.m. Admission is $5. During the bicentennial celebration of 1992, a monthly newspaper was published highlighting stories from the town's past. Today, we take a look at some of the events making news over the years. Back in June of 1830, a new line of stagecoaches ran between Pottsville, Danville, and Milton on Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Saturdays. The fee was $2.25 from Pottsville to Danville and 75 cents from Danville to Milton. On June the 12th, 1840, the Danville furnace was changed from a charcoal burner to one using coal found in nearby veins. It was the first anthracite blast furnace in the area and was owned by Biddles and Chambers. 200 men were employed. On June the 4th of 1841, a crowd estimated at 5,000 people watched John Wise ascend the skies in his balloon called the Great Escape. 2 hours and 110 miles later, he landed in Berks County. Montour Countyans took their politics seriously in 1844, when on June the 14th, a 111-foot hickory pole was raised on the property of Jacob Seckler. An estimated 200 to 300 Democrats were on hand, along with a local band, to watch the ceremony. The pole had a streamer at the top with a banner carrying the names of local politicians, a tariff flag, and a No U.S. Bank banner, and the American flag blowing in the breeze. June of 1852 saw businessman Philip Gottinger begin the manufacture of soap and candles near the Danville steam mill. Hard and soft soap were readily available. On June the 6th, 1873, the River Bridge was illuminated for the first time with gas lights. The Feast of Corpus Christi at St. Joe's Catholic Church had special meaning on June the 9th, 1892. Danville native Michael Donovan had just been ordained and celebrated his first High Mass. The ordination sermon was delivered by Father Thomas Berry of Philadelphia. In June of 1908, the soda fountain business was booming in Danville. Thousands of sodas and sundaes were being sold daily. Each of the stores was selling some 40 gallons of ice cream per day. On June the 12th of 1934, more than 800 boys and girls in Danville paraded their pets through the streets of the town as the annual highlight of an event known as Boys Week. On June 28th, 1937, the first permanent registration to vote went into effect. That meant you had to register in person in order to vote in either the primary or general elections. June the 12th of 1941, the U.S. War Department asked the American Legion to be responsible for reporting all movements of aircraft in the county. The citizens of Danville were asked to man each of the 6 observation posts 24 hours a day. In June of 1972, thousands of firemen were scheduled to converge on Danville to celebrate the 69th annual convention of the 6 County Firemen's Association. The Goodwill Hose Company in the 4th Ward was planning to celebrate the 100th year of its service to the community to coincide with the convention. All of those activities never occurred because of a hurricane named Agnes and a flood that wreaked destruction on the region. Well, that's a look back at some of the events in Danville and Montour County history over the last 226 years. And just a reminder that the Montgomery House and Boyd House Museums are open Sundays from 2 until 4. There is a one-price donation of $5 for both museums. Historical Society members and students through 12th grade are admitted free. And on June the 6th, Wednesday evening at 7 p.m., Ed and Dave Thomas of Danville discuss use of the telegraph in the Civil War. Until next week, this is Terry Diener of the Montour County Historical Society and your host of the History Speaks podcast.
I'm a lucky man, call this home, call this home. a lucky man.